to the Badge of Politic. I'm Scott Stearns.
Hi, this is Paul Sickle. I will have to beg your pardon as I do some, you know, some quality checks. Yeah. I'm going to have to. First of all, everything I say, I'm running past the Iowa Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure they approve of it first.
So, listeners, the Iowa caucus was this evening, and we're in the late hours, and we have no results.
We are past the 11th hour, I would say.
It is.
Way past bedtime.
Yeah, people have gone home. Caucus goers have turned in largely for the evening. And, yeah, this is a mess. No results. We've had speeches from the candidates already because they want to rally their supporters and get some TV time before everybody goes to bed. And there's nothing but speculation at this point.
So I'm a little irritated. I'll be honest. I came out a few weeks ago for Buttigieg. I still think he's by far the strongest candidate to take on Trump. I know he had a bad moment on the stage where he looked like Jeb Bush, but whatever. I thought he looked great tonight on the stage. He projects a kind of optimism and newness and difference that previous Democratic presidents, and I was just texting with my mom who's in her 70s, like all the Democrats that have been president in her lifetime, other than the ones who took over when they were vice presidents, that would be Truman and LBJ, all of them kind of come out of the mold of projecting a sort of difference and optimism.
Sure.
And that would go Kennedy, who was the Catholic, who was a photogenic guy.
Mm-hmm.
That would go Carter, who was like the friendly guy from Georgia, the very simpleton after the Watergate era. That would be Bill Clinton, who was the man from Hope.
Yep.
And that would be Barack Obama. All of them projected that same sort of thing.
Sure.
Quality. And the one candidate I see doing that right now is Pete Buttigieg.
There's definitely a case to be made that Buttigieg is the home. If you're somebody who is not maybe as liberal as a Bernie Sanders or even Elizabeth Warren, for that matter, where do you go if you don't have confidence that Biden's going to get it done? Klobuchar made a little bit of a move this past week, you know, based on the data that we have, but it's probably too little too late situation.
Yeah.
So who's the other competitive candidate?
Who's the man to run for VP?
Pete Buttigieg, I think, is probably, based on the order of the speeches tonight, assuming that he was successful, at least finishing maybe in the top two.
He did declare victory as well.
It would appear to be that more moderate Democratic voters swung in his direction.
Yeah. So, I think people have lost confidence in Biden, and I count myself as one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for Bernie 4 years ago in the primary.
Yeah.
I see a man who is really a good organizer and not necessarily a great politician. I think that when the light of day hits...
I don't necessarily agree with that.
When the light of day hits the general election, I think he's going to run into somewhat of the buzzsaw that Jeremy Corbyn did.
I would take issue with the idea that he's not a good politician. I think he is a very stellar politician. I think that's why he's been as successful as he has been. Bernie is also... He is the also-ran, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so he lost the primary last time. I mean, usually that doesn't go so well. Although Reagan lost the primary and then he came back, obviously. And
right.
You know,
but more often, McCain lost the primary, won it later, and then lost the presidency.
Yeah.
Romney did the same thing. Yeah, that's not usually a good track record.
No. Well, bottom line is we don't know who won, at least not officially, tonight. We can speculate based on the order of the speeches
this evening.
We know that Klobuchar gave the first speech.
So I think Warren probably outperformed expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Pete clearly outperformed expectations. Bernie maybe barely met expectations, and Biden underperformed expectations by a lot. If Pete wins this thing, Biden comes in fourth. Biden's about to collapse.
We don't know. I mean, there's speculation that Bernie's coming out on top. I think his campaign is going to release some numbers tonight. There was just some news breaking, apparently on CNN, that the Iowa Democratic Party is not going to release results anytime tonight. Instead, they will release results sometime Tuesday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, but the Sanders campaign is going to release the results it collected internally, but, you know, take that for what it's worth.
And Buttigieg should do the same.
And they might, you know, but I think once one campaign releases,
I would assume numbers, they have the same data that's similar. So the biggest loser here, besides potentially the American people,
the Iowa Democratic Party, Iowa caucus, I would say is probably a pretty big loser tonight.
So I think that The Democratic Party of Iowa is probably earning the right to lose their First in the Nation status going forward.
It just speaks to what we've known for some time. The idea of caucuses, the whole concept is archaic. This is the 21st century. There are better ways to do things that are more accessible and democratic. Small d. Basically, what should come out of this is the party bylaws should be updated to ban caucuses. And everybody should have a primary. We should have early voting. We should have vote by mail. All that kind of stuff. This caucus system has got to go away. The problems tonight apparently are related to the app not working, or maybe it's partially the technology, maybe it's partially user error, who knows. And the backup plan was they could call in the results to the hotline, but then the hotline was backed up, so people were on hold for an hour or more and couldn't get through. And apparently the app that they're using in Iowa is also going to be used in Nevada in a few weeks for their caucus, so watch out for that. We got that to look forward to.
Right.
Better have a backup plan. Use a Google Docs spreadsheet or something. I don't know. Figure it out.
And that's the whole thing. It's not that hard. I'm not much of a technology buff.
You don't have to be.
Google spreadsheets. Wow, they can make your life simple.
Yeah. Well, you have to take into account security and all that stuff. But what is going on tonight is just a travesty.
There's no reason in the world. There shouldn't be at least numbers. If nothing else, you could say it's too close to call and these two guys are tied.
It's just...
Or Warren's tied or whatever.
It's unfortunate because, whoever...
There should be a check mark.
Whoever won tonight, whether it be Bernie or Buttigieg, whoever, they get no momentum coming out of this thing.
No, tomorrow the president speaks.
Yeah, tomorrow they're going to... It sounds like they're going to release the results sometime tomorrow once there's confidence that the numbers are solid. But yeah, they're going to have the State of the Union tomorrow. And
Trump's going to talk about how he wants to work with Pelosi again, and how he wishes Pelosi would stop impeaching him.
And then the
next day they're going to...
Yeah, the Senate's going to acquit Trump on Wednesday.
Impeach the impeachment.
And then it's New Hampshire because it's going to be a few more weekdays before.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Trump's going to be busy doing a victory lap.
Yeah, I would like to evaluate some actual data, but I don't have that ability right now because it doesn't exist. So
thanks, Iowa.
Maybe by the next time we record, we'll know the results of Iowa. I don't know.
Who's the Hawkeyes?
Yeah. Hopefully this will force the reevaluation of caucuses as a thing. That would be my hope coming out of this thing, because this is a
yeah, mess. I don't know. All right.
All right, folks. More to come. Yep. Forward.